Questions are being asked about the ANZ Bank's adherence to the process of due diligence after it provided financing for a controversial Cambodian sugar plantation. Fairfax newspapers claim to have documents which reveal that ANZ provided the finances for the Phnom Penh Sugar Company's plantation and refinery, which is owned by one of Cambodia's richest men. In 2010, the company forcibly removed villagers and farmers to make way for the plantation. There are claims it now employs many of those villagers on paltry wages, including children. Alison Caldwell reports.
The Australian banking giant ANZ has offices across Southeast Asia, where it helps finance businesses, big and small. But it's the deal between ANZ and the Phnom Penh Sugar Company in Cambodia which is raising eyebrows both here and there. 4 years ago, over 1,000 villagers and farmers were forcibly removed from their land to make way for a sugar plantation owned by one of Cambodia's richest men. They were paid $100 each, and today many of them work on the plantation for paltry wages. Last year, an investigation confirmed children were working on the plantation, bundling sugarcane for 1 cent. Leaked documents obtained by Fairfax Media allegedly revealed that ANZ provided the finance for the refinery. Last weekend, ANZ Royal Bank executives met with relocated villagers and farmers and several NGOs to hear about their concerns. Vuti Young is with Equitable Cambodia.
ANZ basically listening to the issue. At the meeting, there was not much promise from the ANZ side. This issue is not a recent issue. It's been happening for a while, since 2010, and the child labour is not the first time that was reported on the media.
Did the ANZ executives say anything about compensation?
They said they will speak to the company on how to address the issue that people raised at the meeting. So there's no clear, action from the bank. So we are still waiting to hear from the bank what are the, corrective action put in place to address this issue.
How many people do you think are affected by this?
Through our research from 2010, there's more than 1,000 families affected by the two concessions. And the two concessions is more than 20,000 acres.
Do you believe children are still working there at the plantation?
Last year, there was a report from the Phnom Penh Post, the local media, and there was a picture of evidence of children working at the plantation. And the company said, that's not the company policy to hire children, that's the contractor. But still, anyway, children working on the plantation.
What sort of impact is that having on the people who work there, who used to own that land?
Some of them, they refused to work. They had to migrate to somewhere else. They had to separate the family. And some people that forced themselves to work for the plantation, they work really hard under the hot sun every day and get paid just a few dollars a day.
In a statement, a spokesman for ANZ says the bank cannot comment on the specifics of any customer relationships and that the bank does take social and environmental concerns seriously. He confirms the meeting did take place. He says ANZ Royal Bank has requested PP Sugar have direct dialogue with community leaders while ANZ reviews the way the company addresses its social and environmental obligations. He says where the ANZ finds that a client does not meet its environmental and social standards and is not willing to adapt their practices, ANZ will decline funding or exit the relationship. Equitable Cambodia's Vuti Young again.
I hope the ANZ will use the privilege to put pressures on the company. But we understand, company is not very easy to deal with. ANZ claim that the bank that key about the people rights and the environment, so they have to work to address this issue. Otherwise, they breach their own commitment.
That's Equitable Cambodia's campaigner, Vuti Young, ending Alison Caldwell's report.